operating with an outboard motor. I wish you spoke nothing. John! Get off your back! Go! Stop that silly noise! Cut it out!
Cut it out, Blanche!
What's the matter, Blanche?
Bad enough getting tossed around in mid-ocean without listening to that whining and snoring and rasping. It's been going on for 3 hours. I wish you could hear it.
I hear it. Must be that fat guy in the next cabin.
This fat guy at all, it's you. You've been snoring like a man who's choking to death.
Not me. Never snore.
You snored so loud they stopped the boat twice.
What for?
They thought the bilge pumps were clogged with seaweed.
Go to sleep, Blanche.
Sorry, I came on this trip. I could cry. Why did you make me go?
I made you go. You were the one who didn't want to offend your cousin Eunice. I thought you said she was wealthy, Blanche.
She is. She's heir to her father's steamship line.
She's a hostess on a live bait boat. Fine honeymoon cruise on a fishing scow.
I still say it was nice of her to invite us.
What do you mean, invite us? They're charging us $4 a couple. We had to bring our own room.
It was a beautiful wedding, and Eunice looked lovely.
Lovely. First time I ever saw a bride with a crew haircut.
Wonder you saw anything, the way you strapped yourself to the bar. Don't worry. I saw you with that bunch of no-good friends of yours making fun of the ceremony. You and your jokes about matrimony.
Oh, put up.
You're a fine one to talk about matrimony. You don't even know the meaning of the word.
It's not a word. It's a sentence.
Too bad about you. I suppose you told those roughnecks I forced you into this marriage. Did I ever run after you?
Blanche, I want to sleep.
Answer me. Didn't you hang around my house night after night bringing flowers and candy and heaven only knows what? Did I ever run after you?
Listen, a mousetrap doesn't run after a mouse, but it catches him just the same.
How can you say such terrible things? I did everything I could to discourage you, and you know it. Did I accept you the first time you proposed?
No.
Why not?
Because you weren't there.
I knew it. There's somebody else.
Oh, Blanche, there's nobody else.
I've been a trusting fool all these years. You stopped loving me the day you married me.
That wasn't the day at all.
What?
I mean, I never stopped. Good night.
And it's true, you don't love me.
Blanche, I love you. What do you want from me?
Why do you scream so? Why can't you tell me you love me nice and quiet? Go on, say it.
I love you nice and quiet. Satisfied?
No, I'm not.
Listen, do I ever ask you to tell me you love me? Do I?
Well, maybe things would be a lot better if you did. Why don't you ask me just once in a while?
All right, do you love me?
No. That'll teach you not to take so much for granted.
Blanche, will you settle down so we both can get a little sleep?
I don't see how you can sleep at all on this thing, the way it pitches and tosses.
I can sleep fine if you'll only let me.
Well, I won't let you unless you promise not to snore anymore.
Oh, Blanche, can I help it if I snore?
Yes, you can. Dr. Hershey says you snore because you have a long uvula and it flutters against your palate.
What out the lights?
He says he can cure it in his office with a very simple operation. Why don't you let him fix it?
I'll let him fix it when we get home.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on. Get up and let Dr. Hershey pull out your uvula.
Are you out of your mind, Blanche? In the first place, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. In the second place, we're in the middle of the ocean. And in the third place, I'm not going to let that medical thief hack on my uvula.
He doesn't hack, he tears.
I don't care if he knocks it off with a hockey stick. Nobody is going to lay a hand on my uvula. Put out the lights.
In a minute.
Blanche, what are you doing?
I have to get ready for bed, don't I?
You've been in bed for 3 hours. Every night you cream your elbows, spray your chin, roll your neck. Just when I try to get some sleep. Put out the lights.
I haven't finished my face yet.
Your face is finished.
No, it isn't. I have to let this grease pack set for 10 minutes, otherwise it has no effect.
Grease pack?
It's guaranteed to make you beautiful in 5 treatments. This is my 4th.
It is, huh?
Yes.
Boy, that 5th treatment must be a tip.
Too bad about you, John Dickinson. Maybe your other girlfriends don't have to use face cream.
I had to open my big mouth.
What a fool I am. I go through torture to look good for you, and you reward me with insults.
What torture?
I just wish you had to spend a whole day on a permanent wave machine or have your eyebrows done.
Why do you have to wave your eyebrows?
I don't wave my eyebrows. I have them plucked.
What for?
Because it sets off my eyes and improves the lines of my face.
Your eyes are offset enough and you got plenty of lines in your face. You don't have to pluck your eyebrows for me.
Yes, I do.
You do not. I like them the way they are, nice and bushy.
That's a left-handed compliment if I ever heard one.
Well, I'm left-handed. Throw away that stuff and let me get some sleep.
I notice you never complain about Gloria Gooseby's makeup.
Ooh, now don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
She has to struggle out of 12 pounds of cosmetics before you can even get close to her.
I always get close to her and she never struggles.
What?
See, I hate the sight of Gloria Gooseby and you know it.
Then why do you always stare at her?
I never stare at her.
Not much. You made an absolute fool of yourself the way you followed her around at the wedding tonight.
It was that crazy dress she was wearing. That strapless thing with the two big buttons on it.
What buttons? Those were your eyes. Now, I'll bet I could have 10 men tagging after me if I could afford the clothes she wears.
Your clothes are better than hers.
That's what you say.
If you want to know something, the dress she wore tonight had a big rip in it.
Oh, you were seeing things.
Yeah, but she wore it just the same. How much longer are you going to be, Blanche? I must get a few minutes sleep.
I'm finished now. Good night, John.
Good night.
Wouldn't hurt you to kiss me good night, you know.
It hurts.
Funny how 8 years of marriage can change a man. Before we were married, you'd stand in my living room every night and pucker your lips the minute I came in. Why don't you do it now, John?
Because I'm too pooped to pucker. Can't you stop yapping for 1 minute, Blanche?
Well, I have to talk about something or I'll go out of my mind. Why does this thing rock so much?
I don't know.
I'm getting scared, John. When are we supposed to land?
Yesterday afternoon. I'll be surprised if we get there at all.
But suppose the boat sinks, John.
Oh, it won't sink.
But suppose it does.
Then it'll sink.
Well, I can't swim. Will you save me?
Yes, I'll save you.
Why?
Look, Blanche, I got a terrible neuritis in my legs. All I want to do is lie quietly so it doesn't pain too much.
Who told you to get neuritis?
Nobody told me to get neuritis.
Serves you right for catching fish in your shorts.
I didn't catch fish in my shorts. I used a rod. And if you'll just...
What was that, John?
I guess it was a wave. Must be a pretty rough sea.
John?
Hmm?
I don't feel so good.
Lie still.
Will you tell me what to do if I get seasick?
It won't be necessary. You'll do it.
It's awfully close in here, John. And this is the most uncomfortable thing I ever slept in. Are you comfortable?
Hmm.
Why don't you change with me?
Oh, please, Blanche. I purposely sacrificed my own comfort just so you wouldn't squawk. I took this bed with only one mattress. I gave you my pillow. What more do you want?
I want to change. I'm not comfortable.
You are, too. There's nothing in the world more comfortable than a hammock.
It swings too much. I keep rolling back and forth.
Well, tie your feet to the wall.
There isn't even any room to turn over. Why did you have to put your fishing tackle up here?
It won't fit on the floor.
I don't see why I should have to sleep with a 55-pound halibut.
Wouldn't get it off of the hook, and you know it. Besides, it isn't a halibut, it's a white sea bass.
I don't care if it's a mackerel. I'm not going to have it in my hammock. It bothers me.
It can't bother you. It's been dead for 11 hours. Turn the fish over on his side and go to sleep.
No, you change places with me.
Blanche, you're just being contrary. You know as well as I do it's more restful than a hammock. There's more air. And it's 10 times as good as this bed. You'll only suffer down here.
I don't mind suffering.
Well, I do. But I'm not going to get up there.
And throw this fish out. What are you saving it for?
I told you I want to take it home and stuff it. Now settle down and go to sleep.
No, you're going to change places with me or I'll keep talking all night.
Okay, let's change.
Well, help me down.
Come on. All right. So now you got the bed. How do you climb into this darn thing? Won't stop swinging. I can't get my other leg in. Blanche, look out!
John, are you hurt? Your face is all cold and clammy. Hey, your mouth is cut from ear to ear. John, speak to me.
I'm up here. That's a sea bass.
Why do you scare me like that? Get this
use to you, Blanche. Leave him alone.
John? I gotta have some water. Quick.
What's the matter with you?
I'm getting squeamish again. Oh, John, I need air.
She needs water. She needs air. You want me to check your oil, too?
Don't be funny. I can hardly breathe.
Well, reach up and open the porthole.
Porthole? What porthole?
That little round thing with the iron handle.
Is that a porthole? I thought it was a wall safe.
Well, I hope you didn't put any valuables in it.
No, just those 8 bottles of liniment.
Liniment? Blanche, those bottles were full of bourbon. You threw them in the ocean. Oh, why did you do that?
That's right, you're right. We're trying to camouflage the stuff.
I wondered why that school of sardines was chasing that shark. I ate bourbon. Oh, now I'm really sick.
Somebody's at the door. Open it, John.
That's the last straw, sick as I am. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. No!
What happened?
I forgot I was in the hammock. What do you want?
You better hurry and get dressed, mister.
What for?
There's a big run of barracuda off the port bow.
Well, let them run. I'm not fishing anymore.
Well, most of the passengers are up on deck and they used up all my squid. Would you let us cut up your sea bass for bait?
Go ahead and take it. There it is on the bunk. It's the one without the nightgown.
Thanks a lot. If you want breakfast, you'll have to come and get it now. There won't be any more food served until we get it short.
Oh, go away. Threw away $35 on a wedding gift. I'm losing 2 days' pay. I'm sick as a dog. And you won't let me sleep. Only one thing to do.
John, where are you going with that fishing rod?
I'm going fishing.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, you're going fishing for barracuda?
Barracuda, nothing. I'm going to try and catch my bourbon. Good night, Blanche.